Last year, the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation stopped taking applications in order to clear out a backlog of thousands on their housing assistance waiting list. This week, they began accepting applications again, but with a change. According to the director of the Alaska Housing Authority, Catherine Stone, the change is a step toward a more efficient system. Here's how it works.
The lottery system that we're going to is something that's been used in the lower 48 for several years with a lot of success. We get the applications, we process them, and then we do a computerized, randomized lottery, and it's a little more fair so people, you know where they are on the list and can expect that their number will be called in a certain order.
The old voucher program operated on a preference system, which used points that qualified applicants to move up the list. For instance, if you were disabled or elderly, you got more points and moved up quickly. But if you were only low income, you didn't get as many points and ended up at the bottom of the list.
The old preference-based point system was moving people on and off the list in front of other people depending on certain categories. So what we ended up having was a large block of people at the end of the voucher waiting list that had been on there for years with very little expectation of ever moving up the list.
Some people were on that list for 7 years, Stone says. Alaska Housing Finance Corporation closed the list in June 2011. Now they're down to just a couple hundred people. The application period reopened October 1st. It will last a month, and they'll take up to 2,500 applicants for Anchorage. There are 4,500 vouchers available statewide.
Where it's truly just a needs-based system, if you meet the income criteria, then you can apply for the program. If you get in with the lottery, then you can expect to receive a voucher within the next year, year and a half at the latest. And then we do anticipate that after that point in time, we'll open it up again.
In order to get a voucher, a single person can't make more than $29,850, and a couple can't exceed a gross annual income of $34,100. With each child, the income limit goes up. When somebody gets into the voucher program, the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation works with them and their landlord to pay a portion of their rent. Participants in the voucher program find their own housing and pay 30% of their adjusted income in rent. Alaska Housing Finance Corporation pays the remainder of the rental amount directly to the landlord, with the average rental price for a one-bedroom apartment in Anchorage around $950 and a tight rental vacancy rate. Stone says she expects a lot of applications, and historically, the most vouchers have gone to Anchorage residents. Officials say they're evaluating whether to begin using the lottery system in other cities across the state with long waiting lists, like Juneau and Fairbanks, and in the Matanuska-Susitna borough. The application period for the voucher program through the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation ends October 31st. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.